And the question to me becomes, what do we do as our science gets to be so good in looking at anatomy that we reach the point where we have to admit that a democracy that's been based on anatomy might start falling apart? I don't want to give up the science, but at the same time, it kind of feels sometimes like the science is coming out from under us. So where do we go? It seems like what happens in our culture is a sort of pragmatic attitude. Well, we have to draw the line somewhere, so we will draw the line somewhere. But a lot of people get stuck in a very strange position. So, for example, Texas has at one point decided that what it means to marry a man is to mean that you don't have a Y chromosome. And what it means to marry a woman means you do have a Y chromosome. Now, in practice, they don't actually test people for their chromosomes. But this is also very bizarre because of the story I told you at the beginning about androgen insensitivity syndrome. If we look at one of the founding fathers of modern democracy, Dr. Martin Luther King, he offers us something of a solution in his I Have a Dream speech. He says we should judge people based not on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character, moving beyond anatomy. And I want to say, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea, but in practice, how do you do it? How do you judge people based on the content of character? I also want to point out that I'm not sure that is how we should distribute rights in terms of humans, because I have to admit there are some golden retrievers that I know that are probably more deserving of social services than some humans I know. I want to also say there are probably also even some yellow Labradors that I know that are more capable of informed, intelligent, mature decisions about sexual relations than some 40-year-olds that I know. So how do we operationalize the question of content of character? It turns out to be really difficult. And part of me also wonders, what if content of character turns out to be something that's scannable in the future, able to be seen with an fMRI? Do we really want to go there? I'm not sure where we go. What I do know is that it seems really important to think about the idea of the United States being in the lead of thinking about this issue of democracy. We've done a really good job struggling with democracy, and I think we would do a good job in the future. We don't have the situation that Iran has, for example, where a man who's sexually attracted to other men is liable to be murdered unless he's willing to submit to a sex change, in which case he's allowed to live. We don't have that kind of situation. I'm glad to say we don't have the kind of situation with a surgeon I talked to a few years ago who had brought over a set of conjoined twins in order to separate them, partly to make a name for himself. But when I was on the phone with him asking why he was going to do this surgery, this was a very high-risk surgery, his answer was that in this other nation, these children were going to be treated very badly, and so he had to do this. My response to him was, well, have you considered political asylum instead of a separation surgery? The United States has offered tremendous possibility for allowing people to be the way they are without having them to have to be changed for the sake of the state. So I think we have to be in the lead.